that Reuven was standing together with them. So we had three, so that each one should bring a komtare, only komtare. Why? Because Sofik Tumim Mishus Arabim Sveiki Toeya. But the same aloche of Sofik Tumim Mishus Arabim Sveiki Toeya is deduced from the Gzeras HaKosuf of Seite. So we learn how it Maseite Beil Vinivel is only two. So it's Tomei. Mashenkin, if we have three Mishus Arabim, so it's Toeya. So, but we cannot learn out from Seite that each one is Tomei B'teras Vadai, is Toeya B'teras Vadai. Is Toeya B'teras Vadai. Because we know that one is Tomei. So just as we cannot apply the aloche of Sofik Tumim Mishus Hayochid, Sveiki Tomei B'teras Vadai in the case where we know that one of them is Tomei. So similarly, we cannot apply the aloche of Sofik Tumim Mishus Arabim, Sveiki Toeya, if we know that one is Tomei. That is Vadai in the case. So why did the Gemara ask? The answer is, when the Gemara asked, in regard to Sofik Tumim Mishus Arabim, Sveiki Toeya, whether it's a Cheskas Tare, so then, on two grounds, if there is a Sofik Tumim Mishus Arabim and there is a Cheskas Tare, so then on two grounds, it is Toeya. One ground is because of a special Yalfuse from Seite, and then because of Cheskas Tare. Now, why shouldn't we say that the Sofik Tumim Mishus Hayochid, also, if there is a Cheskas Tare, that we should say Sveike Toeya? The answer is that the Gzeras HaKosuf, that we do not apply Cheskas Tare in Sofik Tumim Mishus Hayochid. But Masheinke in Sofik Tumim Mishus Arabim, so there are two separate reasons as to why Sofik Tumim Mishus Arabim should be Sveike Toeya, if there is a Cheskas Tare. One is because of the Yalfuse from Seite, and if there is a Cheskas Tare, there is an additional reason, because of the general principle that we are Teira and Cheskas Tare. So Memele, this Yalfuse from Seite is not Chayach when we know that it will be contrary to the facts. But the other reasons, because we are Teira and Cheskas Tare, they're Chayach even when we know that it is contrary to the facts. The best Raya is the price of Shnei Shvili. Now, there is a loche of Shnei Shvili. So, there are two Shvili, two paths. And one path is Tomei, there is a mess in that path. And one path is Toeya. And then Reuven and Shimon, one walked on one path, and Shimon walked on the other path. They didn't walk on the same path. Now, one of the two paths is Tomei. But we do not know which path is Tomei. Whether path number one or path number two. Now, Reuven walked on one, and Shimon walked on the other. So the halacha is that should I consider myself as Toeya or as Tomei? If we do not come with Masachas, so then Bezna passes to each one, to Reuven and to Shimon, Yatoya. But it's definitely, one of them is definitely Tomei. So in the one psak of Bezna is definitely in conflict with the facts. Still, the halacha is that if they come Bezna Chazeh, So based on passes to each one, Yatoya. You know that the Mechayshish, you can enter the Mikdosh, everything. But we know that one of them is Tomei. That one psak of Bezin is contrary to the fact, to the Mitzvahs. Still, we apply the concept of Chazoki. So we see that as far as the concept of Chazoki is concerned, that we are Tehle and Chazoki de Mikore, that can be applied even if we know that in the course of both psukim, so it's contrary to the facts. That's in regard to applying the principle of Chazoki. So the principle of Chazoki and Mikore we can apply even if we know that it's contrary to the facts. Mashein came in regard to the other halacha, the Alfuse from Seite. So when do we learn out? If we don't know that it will be contrary to the fact, when do we learn out from Seite? If we don't know that it's contrary to the fact, but if we know that it's contrary to the fact, then we don't learn. But as far as the din of Chazok is concerned, even if we know that it's contrary to the fact, we can we can apply the principle of Chazakeh. So this is what Teisus says. Vakata my tirets. The hash tahavu is sofik tum bishay yochid vav levad et tomikin mucha bereish nideh. Gab imi kveshin ibn tzuchosa de gomor rapshin bereish sayochid teil. Upo rachaz vim yiseite gam nilo. Amai teilin vim ki tavay leisi kom tumer li kom tare kmo li bikore nisal vray dav rishu sarabim dipod leisi kom tare elo vada hai metayme vlemai si kom tumer grede ki hava rishu sayochid bishul yal filo yiseite lo indobo shi yochid liyiz. Kmo yiseite vizeh vada isho in it mishneye. It's counter to the fact. So then the question arises, so why did the Gemara at the very outset ask, when the Gemara assumed that there were three in that place, that everyone should bring only komtare, every nausea, not komtume, but how can we learn out from Seite? It's contrary to the facts. The answer is, as far as the Alfuse from Seite is concerned, in Chaname, we couldn't learn out, we couldn't apply that aloche, but it's on the basis of Chazot. אבל מקורת ישראל גדיית לה ושסרה במיכה דמי זה שניים קורם תארי אבל גם שבד היה יחד מהם נתמו דלאב מסייתי גם רינו לו אלו מתאר לו והוא מכי עד ומקמינו כל אחד ואחד בחזק הסתאר ויש לימה או so we see from that gemore in Ozia that the aloche that only the aloche of sofik tumet vishis ayochid sveiki tomet only the aloche of Sofiktum Mishis Ayochid Sviktome is learned out from Seite. But the aloche of Sofiktum Mishis Arabim Sviktoye, we don't have to resort to the Yavis from Seite. That we can establish that proposition on the basis of Chazoke. And on the basis of Chazoke, we can apply it even in the case where we know it will be contrary to the Mitzirens. Oh. So the kashi is, so why does the Gemara say, Hoso milchese gmira lo miseite? Why does Rove say, Hoso milchese gmira lo miseite? Ma seite bishus ayochit, aft meyo bishus ayochit, aft tum bishus ayochit, ma sheinki bishus arabim, so sveiki toye. No, we don't even have to resort to seite. That is on the basis of Chazoke, not miseite. That's the kashi of Teisus against Rove. Rove says that the reason is why Sofik Tumah Mishus Arabim is Sveiki Toi is because we learn out from Seite. But we see that that's not on the basis of Seite, Yalfus of Seite. That's because on the basis of Chazoke. So if it's on the basis of Chazoke, so Mimele, let us apply to Zakone too. And we don't apply it to Zakone. So it should be a raya that Chmira Zakamtem Yisure. You see, Rove was answering Abaye. Abaye tried to prove that there is a distinct fundamental distinction between Zakon and Iser, because we see that by Sofik Tume Bishus Arabim Misveki Toir. So Rove said, no, there is no distinction between Zakon and Iser. Iser is just as chamur as Zakon. So but then you ask, why is Sofik Tume Bishus Arabim Misveki Toir? That's especially Alfuse. Gabi Tume. The Sofik Tume Bishus Arabim Misveki Toir. But we see from the Gemara in Nozia that we don't, it's not on the basis of Sofik Tumei Bishus, not on the basis of Yalfuse from Seite. Because we apply it even in a case where there couldn't be any Yalfuse from Seite, even in a case where we know it will be contrary to the Mitzies. So it's a general principle because of Chazoke. So we see Ligabi Yisea, we are telling Chazoke, but Ligabi Sakone, we are not telling Chazoke. So we are not in the Chazoke. We don't say, since yesterday it wasn't contaminated by Nochosh, so today too we can assume, we can take it for granted that it wasn't contaminated by Nochosh. So it's a good raya. V'yesh leima adim seite gam rinu litaya b'shus rabi mechad lek Chazoke litare. K'ayid imikve shenim dedim tzochosa. Dilek Chazoke litare. Di mishum hamid amikir chetzke sholim ad rabi hamid chetom el chetzkose. Umtaya rapshim im b'shus rabi mishin gam rinu miseite. Now, there in the Mishnah, we have a machleke between Rabbon and Rabbi Shimon. Mikve shenim dede nimtza choseh. So the Rabbonon say, kol tare shenimtza al gabov, shenas al gabov, istmei. Because it's tatel reis. So it's not even misofik. So even b'shus arabim, so it's tomei, because of tatel reis. Mashein kin Rabbi Shimon, he rejects the concept of tatel reis. So according to Rabbi Shimon, if a mikve was nimtza, we nimtza choseh. So let's say a mikveh was measured, it was inspected in this, and it was found out to be shleim memso, then between Nissan and Tishrei we didn't inspect the mikveh. In Tishrei we inspected the mikveh, we found out it only has lametzo, not memso. So the question arises, all the tares that were handled between Nisan and Tishrei, should we consider them as tmeis? And let's say a person who was mitayer himself between Nisan and Tishrei, and he wasn't tameil since that time, should we be allowed to enter the Azorah? Or not, should he consider himself as a toyer or as a tamei? So the Rabbanan say that kol tares nasu al gabov, kol tares nasu al gabov, so he stayed. He's a tmei, I'm sorry, even b'shisarav. Why? Because we have tartar reis. Because we have here a conflict between two chazokas. On one hand, we have the cheska shleim of the mikveh. Because in Nisan, the mikveh was definitely a shleim. On the other hand, we have the cheska stomach of the gabov. Because prior to the time that he immersed himself in the mikveh, so he was certainly tomei. Or the cheskas tomei of the keile. Prior to the time that the keile was immersed in the mikveh, it was certainly tomei. So we have a conflict from the point of view of the cheskas shleim of the mikveh, we should say, since in Nisan the mikveh was definitely shleim, or now in Tishrei we know that it is chaseiro. The question is, how about all the tefillahs that took place in the Yemen, in Tammuz, and in Nov, and now? Did they take place while the mikveh was still in shleim? Or did it take place when the mikveh was already chaseiro? So from the point of view of the cheska shleim of the mikveh, we should say, since in Nisan it was in shleim, so in the Yemen, in Tammuz, in Nov, now it was also shleim. Now it's in chaseiro, so only in Tishrei became chaseiro. This is what we should say from the point of view of the cheska shleim of the mikveh. From the point of view of the cheska stomi of the gavre or of the keile, we should say, since prior to the immersion of the gavre or of the keile in the mikveh, he was tomei, so now too it should be considered tomei. So, if it is, if there is a conflict between two chazokes, so the two chazokes should cancel out each other. So mele, we should say, if the sofik occurs in Rishis Rabin, it should be considered toya. If the sofik occurs in Rishis Yochid, it should be considered toya. But this is what Rav Shimon says. But Rabbon, they say no. Here, even in Rishis Rabin, it should be considered toya. Why? Because one chazoke has no reze, and the other chazoke has a reze. The chazoke of the cheska shleim of the mikveh. So originally it was a shleimo, but now it's chasero lefaneinu. So has a reyese. Mashinkin, the cheskastomi of the gavre, has no reyese. So when there is a conflict between a chazoke that has a reyese, and the cheskashleimo of the mikveh, and the chazoke, the cheskastomi of the gavre of the keile, has no reyese. So the chazoke that has no reyese prevails over the chazoke that has a reyese. That so mele, that's called tatel reyese. So mele, everything is considered as, so it's considered tomei even in Rishis Rabin. But Rav Shimon rejects the concept of tatel reyese. So here we have two chazokes against each other. So mele, it's considered like no chazoke, they cancel out. So in other words, that's an example of a sofik tumei b'Rishis Rabin where there is no cheskas tare. Because usually, whenever you have a sofik tumei in Rishis Rabin, you do have a chazoke. Because the question arises in connection with, let's say, kikah shel truma. Did it touch or didn't it touch? Originally, it was uncontaminated. Now the sofik is, maybe it became contaminated. So you have a cheskas tare. So usually there is a cheskas tare. But Tesis mentions an example where there is no cheskas tare. Because there is a conflict between two chazokes. So he says, "V'yesh levad misay tekam lel litar b'shus rab mechid lek chazok litar kaidi mikashin intenim tzochoset lek chazok litar di mishumamid memik lel cheske sholem." So according to Rav Shimon, adarade hamitom al cheskose. So there is a conflict between chazokes, so they cancel out each other. Umitayr Rav Shimon b'shus rab mishin gam lel misay. So there we have to resort to yalfus if I'm saying. So in such a case, we couldn't apply if it's contrary to the facts. We hash to the boy of the meima. Do we make minu bisa chazos kose? Moi bisa kante afila yichadi ke chazoke yalvino misei. So in other words, now Rove wanted to say that what was Rove's avamine?
that loich mires a kante misoy. So whatever is a chsha is considered a chsha shel gabi sakone is considered a chsha shel gabi isra. Since the Gabi Sakone, we don't rely, we are not tailoring Chazoke, so that means the Gabi Yisera, we are not tailoring in Chazoke either. So that means Chazoke is not significant. According to the premise, the assumption of Rove, Chazoke is not significant. Because lo yichmir es hakamta miyisure, and vis-a-vis hakone, so chazoke has no significance, because we have to be cheshish for my migulim, in spite of the chazoke miyikore, of not being contaminated by nechoshe. So that means, l'gabi yisea, chazoke is not significant either. Is not significant either. So that means that according to the Havamina of Rove, according to Havamina, there is no halocha that we are tailoring Chazoki. Chazoki is not significant. Just as Chazoki has no significance vis-a-vis Hakone, so Chazoki has no significance vis-a-vis. So it has no significance vis-a-vis. So Mimele, the only possible reason as to why Sofik Tume Bishus Arabim should be toyer is because of especially Alfuse. And from the point of view of the Alfuse, so it's only Shayach when it's not contrary to the Mitzies. But if we know that in the long run it will be contrary to the Mitzies and Yechaname, then we can apply the Alfuse. This is what he says. V'hashni boi lemeima v'hinkmin b'yisar chaskosei k'mo b'yisar kamte afleichen ike chazoki alfil miseite v'hichid l'yefshol imilat miseite k'ayin ish nizirin moinita mesofik mike chazoki v'hi pirche dihosom havel ish maskone dihoch. So when the Gemara knows the kasha, when the Gemara assumed that they were Shimon and Levi to nizirin, and Ruvin was also standing with them in Maimed Echot, so it was three. So the Gemara said that each one should be mechuyev to bring only komtare. So it wasn't on the basis of the alfuse from Nozir, but it was on the basis of the principle of chazok. And that's according to Maskone of the Gemara, that we rely on chazok. But right now, Rove was assuming that we don't rely on chazok. We don't rely on chazok. והיא פיר חדור שמה ומסכוני אוכל, אז נלמוס חזוק. וכן דובו שם מדעס לשאול יודה בסביקתו יר יפי מסייטה, הם יחד לקה חזוק. כי היי נתין שנמצו בצד היסוד, אם תאיר מייר. Why? Because ריף תנאי כיס מתאפריס. And ביסו. And מיות, אין מתאפריס ביסו. And then we have a חסקה סטארה of the איסו. So, so smeich miut el chazoke, so have le palgo palg. So the melee becomes isofik ashok. So since it's isofik ashoko, and since it's a midas lishoel, so the melee versus rabim it's veike. So they are no. So even rishus ayochid, even in rishus ayochid. So it is toyer because of chazok. The entire Reb Meir Mishnah Rebbe Das Lishoil mitam smich mitl chazok. Va'avlei palgu palge kedam luna biyvomes v'im teima u'misei teichem otzolim meilav v'osei teis leches kastare. So this is a kasha. How can you learn out that sofik tume b'shus ayochid is veike? So how can we learn out from seite that sofik tume b'shus arabi? Even in the case where there is no cheskestare, like the case of Mikveshim in Dalim Tzachosa, Alibet Rav Shimon, where we have two chazokes in conflict with each other. So we say that Birshus Rabbi Mistoya, on the basis of cheskestare, we not on the basis of cheskestare, on the basis of Yalfuse from Sente, because of the Tumim Birshus Rabbi. According to Rav Shimon, so Mikveshim in the Mitzachoser, so Birshus Rabbi Misteres, not on the basis of Chazoke, because we have two Chazokes in conflict with each other, but on the basis of Yalfuse from Seite. But how can we learn out from Seite? By Seite, so we say, we see that the Torah asked the issue of the Bible, Peter Svadai, only Birshus Ayochid. but not the Shisarabi. What did it mean, not the Shisarabi? So Tesis is saying, and the need explains it, how can we visualize a case of Seite B'Shisarabi? Monefshech, if
she was Nistero in the street, so that's not Stira. Stira means privacy. If she's Nistero in the presence of three people, so that's not Stira. Stira means that she had privacy with that man alone. So if there were three people around, so then it's not Yichud. So it's not Stira.
So Teisve says, Teisve says,
let's say, suppose there are three people around, but it's dark, but at night and a fail.
So the mele, it can be considered Stira. In the daytime, if there are three people around, so then it's not Stira.
But if, let's say, in the nighttime, and Bafelo, and it's dark, and the people cannot see, but there are three people. She was Misyachet with him, and there were three people in the same place, but it was dark, and they couldn't see. So it has a Halishim Stira. It's considered a Stira, as Yehud, since you can see. So Bimele, in such a case, if, let's say, the Baal would be Mikanei Lishim, Autista Rishbaini, and then at night, Bafelo in a dark corner with three people around being present, she was mistaken with him. So then she will not be Asur Levayim.
Why? Because when does the Torah say Vinit me, or that she's Asur Levayim? Only when there are two people around, not when there are three people around, even if it is a mitzvah of stira, of privacy.
So the question is, how can we learn out that if the issue la'achakim is mistate ba'afelo ba'layo, and with there are three people, and it's a rishus rabbi, there are three people around altogether, so then she's not a solid buyer, because the Torah assert seite only b'shus ayochid, just when there are two people around, not when there are three people around, but so how can we learn out that in Seite, that the just as by Seite, B'Shisarabi, so she's Teole Bayo, so in every Sufik Tumi B'Shisarabi, so it's Toye, but by Seite, B'Shisarabi, that she's Teole Bayo, she has a Cheskastar, Cheskastar Lebayo, Mashenke in the case of Mikve Shemindat, Vinim Tzochoser, according to Reb Shimon. So we have two chazokes in conflict with each other. So we do not have a cheskastare. So why should Rav Shimon learn out mikve shenimta v'nim tzochoser b'shusarabim that it's teiro from seite b'shusarabim? Seite b'shusarabim, there is a cheskastare. Mashenk in the case of mikve shenimta v'nim tzochoser, according to Rav Shimon, there is no cheskastare. V'im teima, u'miseite yechamas l'mila v'seite yis v'cheskastare. V'yish teima, kim dikino v'nistiro, yish raglaim l'dovo, v'yisra lo cheskoso. So the answer is, by Seite, there is no Chazok either. Because, since it's Kinelo Vinistero, so it's Raglaim Lidomo, so that breaks the Chazok, that undermines the Chazok. It undermines the Chazok. I mean, it rebuts the Chazok, the Cheskaskashas of the Isha, the Cheskastare of the Isha. And still the Torah says that only if there are two people. So, but if, let's say, the Yichud takes place in the Rishus Rabbi, in Balaylo, Balfeylo, so then she's Materes Lebailo. So we see that Sofik Tumen Rishus Rabbi, Mzveiki Istoye, even when there is no Cheskastare, because by Seite, the original Cheskaskashres and Cheskastare of the Isho is undermined as a result of the Raglaim Lidom, Shekinu Levinistu. Oh, so then this is not the Rashi. V'im teima, kol tzofik tume b'shus ayochid, v'non v'tomei, heichen v'kichas kastare, in misei teoiz b'chazoke. So now this is as the Kashe from the other end. So he says, so mon efshach, if we say that by Seite, the cheskastare of the Isho is undermined as a result of the kin of the raglaim lidovo, of the circumstantial evidence, because by Seite, so there is a certain
degree of circumstantial evidence. Kimmel of Venisto. So mainly that undermines the cheskestare, the cheskeskashres of the Isha. So how can we learn out that Sofik Tume, Bioshus Ayochi, so Sveiki is Tome, even in face of a cheskestare? Usually, whenever you have a Sofik Tume, whether Sofik Noga, Sofik Loi Noga, you have a cheskestare. You have a cheskestare. So, and the question is, did the sheretz touch the kikre shel truma or not? So, you have cheskas tare, because originally the kikre shel truma was toyer. So, the usual case, we have cheskas tare. So, how can we learn how it's of kituma b'shisayochit from Seite? That Sveike is Tome from Seite, but by Seite there is no Cheskestare, because the Cheskestare is undermined on account of the circumstantial evidence of Kino Lovinisto. Vim Tema.
In the courts of Kodesh Sayochim, no, in the Tome, Chedik Cheskestare, in Miseite, or Israel Chazoke, and in Shlema, the Gamrin, and Shaper Miseite, those on a Kosov Kivadai, the Lemikminu Acheskose, the Avo gave the Israel Cheskoso, Mikomo came, in Mikminu Lechazoke, Lohoyo Loli is Vadeteo, Lohoyo Loli is Vadet Meo. So Tesis gives the Teres that even though by Seite, the Chazoke is Isra, the Cheskestare, the Cheskeskashes, of the Isha was Isra, but it doesn't mean that there is no Chazoke altogether. There is a Chazoke. It's only a Chazoke Shehuro, a Chazoko that was weakened, but a Chazoke it is. It's still Chazoko. Now, what does Thesis mean? Thesis means the following. I mentioned already here in Learning Chu, that Chazoko, that Ben Chazoko and Ben Rov, there are two kinds of rov and there are two kinds of chazoko. There is one kind of rov and one kind of chazoko that is imivare. Imivare. Now let's say, suppose now a woman wants to get married. So somebody marries her. Why shouldn't we be cheshish? Maybe this woman got married already and she didn't get a get. Anytime a man marries a woman, why don't we have to be cheshish? Maybe this woman, he knew the woman, from the first day that she was born, so he knows that she was never married. But suppose he marries a woman, so someone in Chicago marries a woman that moved to Chicago only a year ago. So maybe she was married at one time and she didn't get a get. He's married to cheshish now. So there is no aloha that when someone marries a woman, so he has to make an investigation as to her pedigree, and as to her status, from the first day she was born. There is no such aloha. The answer is because we rely on chazok and mikor. Now, this woman was born unmarried. So mele, we can safely assume that she remained unmarried unless he finds out that she was married. But until he finds out that she was married, he can safely assume that she never got married. That's the principle of Chazok and Mikor. That's the principle of Chazok and Mikor. So in such a case, Chazok and Mikor is a raya, is a mivare. Is a mivare. And in such a case, so it's effective even with Gabi Mifoshes. Now suppose a woman and someone commits adultery, is born an ishishish. So the chayiv nisei. How do we know that she is an ishishish? Because we have aidim. We have aidim that they saw that he was mikadisha. She is an ishishish. But why shouldn't we? How can we meet out nisei? Maybe she received the get. How do we know? We have aidim that she got married a year ago. But maybe since a year ago, she already was divorced. Why doesn't she show the get? She lost the get. It's possible to lose the get. The answer is, since we have aidim that she got married, so we take it for granted, even vis-a-vis the nefoshes. that she remained married, she was not divorced, unless she shows a get too, so it's a riot. But if she doesn't show that the status quo has changed, so then we take it for granted, even vis-a-vis the nefoshes, that the status quo remained. So in such a case, chazok de mikor is a mivar. Chazok de mikor is a mivar. But Rishayim say that if, let's say, a woman who was married and then she was divorced, and then she was divorced, and she shows a get, and the get has no zman. All right, a get requires zman, but that's only mid rabbanon. But mid raisa, even without zman, so it's a good get. So suppose she was mizane in here, and then bezin is mikabledes against her in civil, and then she produces a get. So then we cannot meet out mise, and we cannot say, since originally she was an ishish, but that ish has terminated as a result of the get. And the question is, when did it terminate? Did it terminate now in Sivan? So then she's still chayavet mise because she was mizane in Nia, or it terminated nisn in order. So we cannot meet out mise. But in regard to Isa v'Heter, we rely on a chazoke, the mikore, even if we know that the status quo has changed already. But the question is, when did it change? So the answer is, Ligabi Isa v'Heter, so chazoke is effective with Tirazdin, even when it cannot be effective with Tirazdin. So we take it for granted that it didn't change. But if we know that that is what changed, and the question is, when did it change? Did it change? Did it change in this? Or did it change in here? So then we cannot say that it changed at this moment. Why should we say that it changed at this moment? Maybe it changed every year ago, not yesterday. So that's the reason why we cannot meet our reason against anyone. If we know that now she's divorced, but we don't know when she received the reward. So, but with Abin Sabeth there, we rely even on Hazoke, that is who are we following? That is who are we following? So, why? Because Hazoke, there are 2 hours of Hazoke. First of all, Hazoke is in Nevar. But, when is can Hazoke be in Nevar? There is no race of Vanenu. But if there is a race of Vanenu, then Hazoke cannot be in Nevar. But still, we rely with the Raisa, in all Israel Teo. Even though there is a reason for it. Why? Because of it is. Some male. Haglaim Lidobo Shalkilo Vinistero is the reason. But, so that only can undermine the pure element of the Cheskes Kashrus of the region. Like this, without the Haglaim Lidobo, this circumstantial evidence of Kilo Vinistero, so the Cheskes Kashrus and the Cheskes Taro of the region would be a pure gomor. Meirat Eisa should be the Chrishim, that a woman was Nizam. So the Cheskes Kashres and the Cheskes Tare would be a Nivar, because of the Raglayim Lidobo, Sharekino of Nistero at all, he was becoming in the presence of Duedim, Altister in Ishmaelim, and then in the presence of Edim, she was Yisyachid with that man, so that undermines the view of the Cheskes Kashres and the Cheskes Tare of Nisho. But it doesn't negate the Cheskes Tare. So it cannot be a Mivarek, but it can still be effective with Tirazdin. It can still be effective with Tirazdin. Because it's not such a circumstantial evidence that it negates the Chazoke completely. If it had been sometimes, circumstantial evidence varies. So sometimes the circumstantial evidence is so strong that it can even negate the Din Chazoke. But this circumstantial evidence of Kilo Vinistero, that's very weak circumstantial evidence. It can only undermine the bureau of the Cheskes Kashres and Cheskes Tare of the Isho, but not the Din Chazoke. It doesn't negate the Chazoke completely. This is what Tezi says. V'im teima. כל פעם כתוב משהו שיוחד נאו נתומי, יראה לי כרס חסטארי, אם ניסיית או יש לך זוקה, יש למה לי גם רינון שעבר ניסיית, ועושה הכוסות כבדי, ולמקנין לך הסקוסי,
Die Abogab dies, wo ich has koso, die Kongo kennen die Leute, die has koso, wo ich und wie es war nicht mehr. Ich denke, sie das koso, weil sie der bin. Das ist sie, die ist so, weil ich mit dir has so viel. So then, we couldn't learn out, der Zofik Tume, Bioshus Ayochi, Zofik Tume, Bioshus Ayochi, is Zweike, is Zweike, Tome, and then the other case. Because we could say, maybe the Torah only asked the Sainte Vigira Sofik in the case of Sainte, because Raglan with the Shaikin and Istro, so we have a certain degree of circumstantial evidence, so because of that we cannot rely on that, and the Chazok, because it's undermined. Masha'in came in any other case where we do not have that circumstantial evidence, so we should rely on Chazok and Chazestan. But in view of the fact that the Torah declares that the suffix that is sainte is asur lebailo b'tiras vadai, asur lebailo b'tiras vadai, so in mele we can learn out. So we can learn out that even in face of a chazoke, sofik tumah b'shus ayochi is tomei b'tiras vadai. If the halacha of sainte b'tiras sofik, so then we could weigh probabilities, chances. So we could say, see that a sainte is asur b'tiras sofik because the cheskas tare is undermined substantially. The cheskas kashres, on account of the weak circumstantial evidence that is involved in sainte, in kinem of ministro. So we cannot rely on the cheskas tare of the isha and the cheskas kashres of the isha, because there is a certain degree of circumstantial evidence of kinem of ministro. Masha'in came in the other case of sofik tumah b'shus ayochi, where there is no circumstantial evidence the way we have by sainte. So there, it should be told that we should rely on the cheskas tare. But in view of the fact that the Torah declares gabi sainte that she's not only asur b'tiras sofik, but she's asur b'tiras vadai. Now, so we could not say that the Torah considers this weak circumstantial evidence of kinu of ministro as a certainty, as a vada. How could the Torah declare this weak circumstantial evidence of kinu of ministro as a vada? It's very weak circumstantial evidence, kinu of ministro. So obviously the Torah, here we have a special zersakosu. It's not on the basis of probability, because the evidence of kinu of ministro is too weak to make it into a vada. But it's a special zersakosu that it's a special zersakosu that even though klapishmai is gani vechisteiro, as long as it is a suffix unto us, so she's asuro mibailo v'tiras vada. And in other words, so that means that we don't recognize the din chazok. We don't recognize the din chazok. So the mele, we shouldn't recognize the din chazoke in every case of sofik tumah b'shus ayochi. Because here, it's not, in every case of sofik tumah b'shus ayochi, chazoke could not be mevare. Because how could you say that chazoke mikor is mevare? Let's say you have a sheretz b'fi chubo, and chubo maleches al gavikikia shel tumo. So could you say with any logic that since the kikia originally was uncontaminated, so that's a raya that the sheretz did not come in contact with the kikia shel tumo? Why the sheretz doesn't have enough chutzpah to contaminate the kikia shel tumo that originally was toya? The sheretz has enough chutzpah to contaminate something that originally was toya. And we see there is a circumstance that could have contaminated the tumor. The fact that the sheretz was so close to the kikia shel tumor, but we didn't see whether it managed came in contact with the kikia shel tumor, or it was very close and didn't come in contact. So we couldn't say that the chazok mikore of the kikia is mivarier than the sheretz did not come in contact. So over there, we can only apply the din chazoke, not the bil chazoke. So since by seite, the Torah says that the seite is considered as only by lo b'teras vadai. We couldn't say because of bil. How could we say because of bil? Because after all, the circumstantial evidence of kiel of inistero is not strong enough to establish a bill. So this weak evidence of kiel of inistero is only sufficiently strong to undermine the bill of the cheskas kashres, but not to negate the chazoke of the kohen, not to negate the din chazoke of the cheskas kashres of the issue. So the kiel of inistero is not sufficiently strong to negate the din chazoke. So since we see that the Torah declared the issue asur lebaylo b'teras vadai, even though there is a din chazoke, so why shouldn't the Torah declare every sofik to mevishes sarabi as tomi b'teras vadai, in spite of the cheskestare, because the cheskestare in every case of sofik to mevishes ayochi. In every case of Sofik Tumim Vishis Ayochi, so the Cheskestare could not be a Mivarea, because there is a Reyeseh. In every Sofik Tumim Vishis Ayochi, there is a Reyeseh. Otherwise, it wouldn't even be called Sofik Tumim Vishis Ayochi. Let's say, suppose you have a Kikya, Shal Trumo, in a Vishis Ayochi. Would we say, Sofik Tumim Vishis Ayochi, Tzveiki Tameh? If there is no Reyeseh whatsoever, we only apply the Aloch of Sofik Tumim Vishis Ayochi, Tzveiki Tameh, if there is a Reyeseh. Let's say, so there is a reyse. Or somebody walked in the sode. Well, we know that in that sode there is a mess cover, but we don't know whether the mess is covered here or the mess is covered here. So you cannot apply the bureau of chazoke. So in every case of sofik tumim vishis ayochi, there is a reyse. So this is what Teisa says. The Gabriel Shabbat said that the Sakosu Kivadai, the Rikmila has Kosi, the Abogab Bisla has Koso. So that means that the Raglaim Midovo only undermines the Biro of Cheskes Kashkas of the Isha, but it doesn't negate the Din Chazoke. So in Mele, in every Sofik Tumim Vishis Ayochi, there is only a Din Chazoke, there is no Biro of Chazoke. How could you say in every case of Sofik Tumim Vishis Ayochi, a Biro of Chazoke? If there is a Biro of Chazoke, so it wouldn't be called Sofik Tumim Vishis Ayochi. So it's Vadai Tarem Vishis Ayochi. If you find the Kikya in Vishis Ayochi, you don't call it Sofik Tumim Vishis Ayochi. That's Vadai Tarem Vishis Ayochi. When do you call it Sofik Tumim Vishis Ayochi? If there is a special circumstance, a Reyese, that gives rise to Zveikis. Let's say Mikbab Ones in the Sode, and somebody walked through that Sode. So we don't know whether he passed over the spot, the particular spot where the mess is covered, or he didn't. So there's a reason you couldn't apply the Bureau of Chazok in such a case. So Memele, in every Sofik Tumev Shayochit, every case of Tumev Shayochit is analogous to Seite. Because by Seite, there is Raglai Midovo, that's the reason that undermines the Bureau of the Cheskestare of the Isha, but it doesn't negate the Din Chazoke of the Isha, the Din Cheskestare of the Isha, and in every case of Sofik Tumim Vishis Ayochi. So, since there is a Sofik, that means there is a special circumstance, and that circumstance that gives rise to a Sofik, that circumstance itself is a Reyeseh. And some Mele sins, so in every case of Sofik Tumim Vishis Ayochi, there is a Reyeseh. And so Chazoke could not be Mivareh. Chazoke could not be a Mivareh. But Chazoke could serve as a Din Chazoke, to be tailing it. So by Seite too, even though it's not a Mivareh, but Chazoke is not negated completely. And still the Torah says that we don't rely on the Din Chazoke. So in every case of Sofik Tumim Vishis Ayochi, we don't rely on the Din Chazoke. We hold the Kavvina and Firik Yishen, the Yisra Sekel Yitayah Vishis Rabbi, the Yimit Rav Kilo. The question is, why do we need two Yalfuses, one Yalfuse from the Posik in Vayikro Zayin, Posik Yudalev, and the Yalfuse from Seite. So the Gemara says, Dimin Rav Gila Havamini Dova Shei Vidas Nishoi Rav Nishis Rabim Seike Tamei. Havu Motsa Lemeima, Dimin Tzach Loitumet Bishis Ayochi Dach Loi Chedik Echaz Kedetare, Dimin Rav Gila Biyom Haile, Da Haile Heichen Loi Echaz Kedetare. Now, so for next time, we'll have to go over the Gemara, up to Nolon de Asminon, up to Gimore, Minore Milse de Omer Abon and Eke Milse Haskos, Hazor. There's a few of them. Now, those who are in the tour. Dietmar Ashech, the Sakim, the Mitzvah's Gumor, Omar Abune, after Yoshida, the Atom is for Ayeim, even though after he was Sheikhed, the Behemoth, so he used the Sakim and Atom is and hard bones, so it's very reasonable to assume that the Begime occurred as a result of its being, of the Sakim being handled and hard bones, so we do not assume that it is attributed, the Begime is attributable to the hard bones. But we are Cheshesh, maybe the Begime occurred, I mean, and the Ravuna is reference to a case where before he started to share the behemoths, he was bathing the Sakim. And he inspected it and he saw that it was a good Sakim without any Begimes. But so we are still Cheshesh, that maybe before he started to cut the Semani of the behemoth, so the Sakim became a problem as a result of cutting the skin. There. Chashinu Shem Berikom, Rav Chisda Omar Ksheyo, Sheva Be'etzim Nikim. So according to Rav Chisda, we attribute the Pgam of the Sakim to the Sakim being handled upon hard bones. So Bishleim Rav Nikishmait. What do you mean Bishleim Rav Nikishmait? Bishleim Rav Nikishmait say, because the Aftes of Dale, so Rav Nikishmait said, Behimo Bechayeo, Becheska Samili, in other words, in regard to the Din, where he was Sheikhed, the Behimo, and he wasn't bathing the Simonim after the Shechit, to make sure that he cut Rav Simoni. So Ravune says that it's awesome. The Shaila is whether it's just very fair or it's mitamim to Mesnevela also. But everybody agrees that it's awesome. It's l'cholapoch es osa b'achil. And the basis of Ravune's theme of Behemim Chayel b'chetkas Yisrael is. So here too, Ravune says that Ashikh v'isakim mitzvah gumo. Even though it's shiva bo'atzom yisrael, so it's still a cheshish because of the chazoki of Behemim Chayel b'chetkas Yisrael is. Now, because of that, so the Ramban Shitti is that according to Rav Huneh, so not only is it Osea, if let's say he was Mishaber Hatzomeis and then he saw that the Sakim is Pogom, but even if he didn't see the Sakim that it's Pogom, but the Sakim got lost. So if, let's say, so according to Rav Huneh, if someone is Sheikhed, he's Beidik his Sakim, and then he shechts the behem, and then immediately after the Shechit, the Sakim gets lost. We didn't see that there is any Pgam in the Sakim. And he inspected the Sakim just before the Shechit, so it's also Asur. Because of Behem or Bechayeh or Becheskas Yisraelis. So why? Because the Ramban says, if Rav Huneh would apply his din only to the case where we saw that the Sakim is Pogom. But if we didn't see that the Sakim was Pogom, the Sakim got lost, then Rav Huneh would be made that it's not Osea. So why does the Gemara say, Bishleim Rav Huneh Kishmaitzeh? In other words, just as Rav Huneh says in connection with that Sheikhet, that you Sheikhet Behemo and wasn't bathing this morning. So it's Osea, because Behemo Bechayeh or Becheskas Yisrael is. Over there, so we didn't see any Reyese, he just wasn't bathing this morning after the Shechita. Still, Rav Huneh says, because of Behemim Chayel B'cheskas Yisrael, it is that it's Asur. And here the Gemara equates this deen with the deen of Abay HaSheikhet V'Libolak this morning. So just as over there, without any reyes that tends to indicate that Rav Simonim were not cut, Rav Huneh says that it's also simply on the basis of Behemim Chayel B'cheskas Yisrael. So here too, without any reyes, even without seeing the Sakim problem, the Sakim got lost. Maybe the Sakim is perfect. still according to Ravuna Eitzos. That's the Ramban Shite. Then the Rashba says, Amiri Arabzal, that's probably Rabban Yehuda. So he's Chilik and Ramban. And Rabban Yehuda Shite is that when does Ravuna say that it's Oseh, that is, if the sacking was found broken? So in other words, so we know that now the sacking is no good. The question is, at the time of the Shechitas HaBeimo, was it good or it was no good at that time? So Ravuna says it's possible. But if the sacking gets lost, so then even Ravuna is made it. Say that in view of the fact that the sacking was in Bodu before the Shechitas and the sacking got lost, so we take it for granted that it did become a problem. But then the question is, why does the Gemara say Ravuna Kishmaitze? So the Gemara only means Ravuna Kishmaitze, not that it's mamish analogous to the case of Asheich Eliborak Bisimoni. Asheich Eliborak Bisimoni. Oh, but then you have Asheich Eliborak Bisimoni without any reyesay. So it's also. Why? Because many times a person shechts and he intends to shecht Rav Simoni and he doesn't shecht Rav Simoni. Mashiachin over here, since he was being the Saki before the Shrite, Meirat Eise, he should conjure up that Choshe, that it became problem with the Saki that was. But why does the Gemara say, Ravuna Kishmaitze, just as in the case of Asheich Eliborak Bisimoni? So Ravuna Asas, because of Beim Chayyav Becheskes Yisrael Meres, so here too, because of Beim Chayyav Becheskes Yisrael Meres. But here, on account of the fact that he used the Saki Boduk, so he wouldn't have to be Cheshish that it's problem. Because it was already observed that it wasn't pogum, it was a sacking bodum. So only because we find the pogum now, so the cheskas iser applies. But if we wouldn't find it, if we wouldn't find it pogum, so on account of the fact that he was baiting the sacking immediately before the shrite, so mele we wouldn't have to be cheshish. Maybe it's pogum. All right. Anyway, it's a machlekin between Ramban and Rabbi. As to the question is whether according to Ravune it's only Osea if we find the sacking problem, there's Rav Yehuda Shite, and according to Ramban, even if the sacking got lost, it's also Osea because of Behemo Bechayeo Becheskas Yisrael. Now that's a fundamental machlokes. Bishleim Osir Moses, Bishleim Ravune Kishmaitz, El Rav Chizde my time, but he has a strong time. Behemo b'chayeo b'cheskas yisarim eres. So why does Rav Chizda say that even if Shiva b'atzom is v'ayei, so it's not also. After all, Shiva b'atzom, we see. I mean, not Shiva b'atzom is v'ayei, but after all, it is a pogrom now. It is a pogrom now. So maybe why is it good? So my time. Oh, it's a vada pagan. Sofik pagan, sofik loy pagan. Have a sofik of vadai. Vein sofik meitzi midiva. Vein sofik meitzi midiva. So in other words, Rav Chizda says, here, even though there is a cheskas iser, but in view of the fact that it's with Shiva Batzom is Kalayim, so there is a circumstance to which it is reasonably attributable. Because we know that when a sake collides many times with hard bones, so it's likely to become pogum. So since, now there are two possibilities. Either it became pogum by its contact with the Heyer Beis HaShechite, so then the behemoth is asur, or it became pogum by its contact with the hard bones. So what is more likely? To become pogum through a collision with the hard bones, then through a collision with this relatively soft tissue of the Beis HaShem. Now what does it mean? Sofik uvadai and sofik meitzim uvadai. So the Rashba points out. I mean, sofik and vadai are two exclusive terms. One excludes, negates the other. But what it means, sofik vivadai, there is, in other words, one is more readily
one, in other words, the Saki, is more readily notched, becomes more readily pogo through the hard bones than through the area of his Hashem. So the Gemara uses the lotion, after the lotion sofik liyada. In other words, it's more reasonably attributable to the hard bones than to the soft tissue of the Beis Hashem. So what is more reasonably attributable is called Bada, and what is less reasonably attributable is called Sof. Vein Sofik makes him Bada. Mosif Rove, Nisiyu Ale Avone, Tovu Violo Vidim Tzolov Dovo Chetzes, Aval Pishin Isasik Nisam Yim Kolayim Kulei, Lo Yom Solom Tvile. We also need to feel that he ain't my bubbly shall know your life, King of Lachin. That if someone was taken, and then he found something that is a chitze, that is a chitze, after Pishan is asked, Beise Amin, Kolayim Kulei. So, one could argue that in view of the fact that he was misasik in something that could have brought about that chitze, so mainly it should be attributed to that circumstance that took place after the tefillah. Mainly it shouldn't be required to make a new tefillah. So we don't say that. We also need tefillah. Achim ha'bogli sholo laikim l'chein. Unless the Nitval says, I took notice of the fact that I had nothing on my good. No chzit. V'och edivad ha'itof. Sofik ha'valei. Sofik lo ya'valei. Because it's Sofik who made me divadai. So the kashi is against, it's a right to Rabune, and the kashi against Rav Chisda says that even if there is a circumstance to which it is readily, reasonably attributable, so Rav Chisda says that if there is a circumstance to which it is reasonable, the pgam is reasonably attributable, then we attribute it to that circumstance. So here too, there is a circumstance. Let's say it was Tevel and Eile, and then he found some thread on his goof, and he was handling thread. He was sewing something, he was sewing a baguette. So there is a circumstance to which this thread is reasonably attributable. And still, we do not attribute it. We are not tailored in that circumstance. So it's a kasha against Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is tailored in the circumstance to which that is reasonably attributable. Vochen vaday tova. Sofik havale, sofik lo yavale. Because the sofik umeitzim di badai. So the Gemara says, Shana Hosom, Rav Chisda says, Shana Hosom, the reason as to why we don't attribute it to this circumstance of the thing upon which he worked, I mean, even though it could reasonably be attributed to that, is because there is a cheskas yisea. After all, he was originally Tomei, so he has a cheskas yisea. So until it is proven conclusively that the tefillah was a good tefillah, so we cannot take it for granted that it was a good tefillah because of the cheskas yisrael. So the Gemara asks, "Kashe, v'chaname, hamid beimel cheskos beimel nishchetor." So why is Rav Chisda tailor in that circumstance of the hard bones, but it also has a cheskas yisrael beimel chayor v'cheskas yisrael until it is proven conclusively, we shouldn't take it for granted. So the Gemara in the Teretz, no. Over there, the Hazoke of the Hinum Chayav Zizemes was Huro, because Harishchutul Fonecho, it was undermined, this Hazoke, because now it is, the Hazoke of the Hinum Chayav Zizemes was undermined because we see each other. So the Gemara Zikashe, Ochenana Haritomu Fonecho. I told Panecho, so here too we see that it is Torah. So the Gemara says, Hois Yal Bereyes, In other words, you cannot say tomu lefanecha, but because if there was a chitzeh at the time of the tefillah, so the tefillah is no tefillah. There is a reyeseh. So you must say kasha, but here too there is a reyeseh. So why is Rav Chisda Taylor in the atzomis? Because we see that now the sakin is broken. So you must say sakin Israel, behem lo Israel. There's a difference. There's a difference. Because over there, so there is a reyeseh in the Adam himself. The shaila is whether the person had a good feel or not, and there is a reyeseh. We see that the person has something on his group that is chetzis. Mashein came here. So if, let's say, so since we find the sakin, so even though the sakin is a pogum, that's only a reyeseh in the sakin, but it's not a reyeseh in the behemah. So since there is no reyeseh in the behemah itself, so mele, so since there is no reyeseh in the behemah, so mele, we say shchutu lefoneinu, and we cannot say behemah chayah b'chetkasi yisarei melech.